the family answers the questions to explain the story of Passover. During the Seder, the family also sings traditional Passover songs in Hebrew.
Passover Seders also take place in houses of worship. Many Jewish temples invite the public to attend their Seders. Sometimes special guests are invited to Seders. Jews celebrate Passover for 7 or 8 days. During that time, they may not eat any bread or baked goods that have risen. Instead, they eat matzah, or baked goods made from matzah.
Passover also plays a part in the events of Easter, a major holiday of the Christian religion. Jesus was arrested, tried, and executed during Passover week. His Last Supper with his followers in Jerusalem probably was a Seder. Many Christian churches hold Seders to remember the connection between Passover and Easter. Jesus lived about 2,000 years ago. He taught about human responsibility and the love of God. The Bible says he also performed impossible actions called miracles. For example, he was said to heal sick people and give sight to blind people. Many people became supporters of Jesus as he traveled and spoke. But Roman government officials began to suspect that he was plotting against them. Religious officials accused him of insulting God.
Jesus was arrested when he went to Jerusalem during Passover. He was tried before the Roman governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate. Pilate surrendered Jesus for execution. Jesus was put to death on a cross and was buried. His followers set a heavy stone at the opening of his burial place. But when they went there 3 days later, the stone had been moved. The body was gone. The New Testament Bible says Jesus had risen from the dead.
Today, Christians observe Easter on a Sunday in the spring. Western Christians will observe Easter on April 23rd. Eastern Orthodox Christians will observe the holiday on April 30th. The meaning of the holiday, however, is the same. Its message is joy and hope for life after death. To celebrate Easter, Christians often sing the Hallelujah Chorus of the Messiah by George Frederick Handel.
Thousands of American churches hold services outside at sunrise on Easter morning. This tradition is very old. It probably was started by Moravian Christians in the eastern state of Pennsylvania in 1743. This Moravian service of praise still is held today. Sunrise services in the United States usually are planned to include members of many Christian religious groups. One of the most famous takes place each Easter at the Hollywood Bowl, an outdoor center in Los Angeles, California. People arrive the night before to try to gain attendance to this event. California probably holds more sunrise Easter services than any other state.
Many Americans also observe Easter customs not directly related to religious tradition. People in many cities walk through the streets on Easter morning after attending church. They wear their new Easter clothes as they parade down Fifth Avenue in New York City. Some families color eggs and hide them for their children to find. Parents say a rabbit, the Easter bunny, leaves the Easter eggs. Here in Washington, a big celebration takes place each year on the day after Easter. The President of the United States invites children to search for Easter eggs on the grounds around the White House. Hundreds of children from many cities in the United States usually attend to celebrate the holiday.